A parliamentary inquiry into freedom of the press has been told that Australia's media and national security laws have a chilling effect on journalism. The heads of Australia's biggest media organisations fronted the Intelligence and Security Committee today, arguing for greater protection for reporters. And this afternoon, journalist Peter Grester, who was imprisoned in Egypt, said legitimate reporting in Australia is being silenced. Julia Holman has been covering the hearings for PM.
The heads of Australia's biggest media companies came armed with evidence that their publications are producing journalism that's in the national interest.
Kerosene baths, pink bats, how older Australians are being treated in aged care, issues that spark royal commissions and issues that happen down the end of the street. It's the media's role to ensure fairness, equality, transparency and accountability. It's what a robust and free media does.
That's Michael Miller, the head of News Corp Australasia. He argued today in front of the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security that the AFP raids on the ABC and News Corp journalists shows that Australia's media isn't free and, in fact, is under attack.
We have many laws that criminalise journalism.
The head of ABC News, Gavin Morris, said since the AFP raids, potential whistleblowers have decided the risk is too great.
We've had stories already since the AFP raids where sources have withdrawn from the story and said, I'm not going to be involved anymore because this is not worth the risk to me. And sometimes I think that might be what the authorities here want.
Peter Grester is from the Alliance for Journalists' Freedom.
The more we studied our own laws, the more alarmed we became.
Mr. Grester was imprisoned for more than a year in Egypt, accused of falsifying news and damaging the country's reputation, a conviction that was internationally condemned. He was asked by Liberal MP Tim Wilson if what happened to him in Egypt could happen to journalists working in Australia.
Let me be absolutely clear. I'm not suggesting Australia is about to become Egypt. That's not my contention. My contention is that the political imperatives that created the, or encouraged the Egyptians to create very loosely drafted laws that were then subsequently used to imprison legitimate journalism, the same kind of political imperatives that we're seeing here. What we saw with the raids was, I contend, an example of a situation where laws were used in ways that silence what a lot of people, most people, would consider to have been legitimate reporting. And to the extent to which those journalists might find themselves in prison, then yes, I think there are parallels.
The head of Channel 9, Hugh Marks, brought up a story broadcast by Channel 9's A Current Affair on former One Nation candidate Steve Dixon, who was secretly filmed performing lewd acts at a Washington DC strip club. Mr. Marks says the story received unwanted and unexpected attention.
I personally received a letter from an assistant secretary in the Attorney General's department noting that while we didn't break the law, she was strongly encouraging us to undertake a self-assessment of our registration obligations.
Emily Howie is from the Human Rights Law Centre and gave evidence today.
We were really hoping to present to the committee what we see as the really dangerous place that we're in for journalists and whistleblowers in Australia.
She says the challenge will be to convince politicians to reform the raft of laws currently restricting Australia's media.
The issue that we're seeing at the moment was crystallised by the June 2019 raids by the AFP, but really they're a result of years of laws that have slowly chipped away at press freedom and whistleblower protections in Australia.
Tomorrow the inquiry shifts to Canberra, where security and government agencies, including ASIO, the AFP, the Department of Home Affairs and the Attorney-General's Department, will give evidence.
That's Julia Holman.